the big long-term problem is that people are sending, are using letters less and less. People are using email and other forms of electronic communication. The other problem with the Royal Mail, as far as the government's concerned, is that it's been run in a very sort of old-fashioned way for a long time, and has been, you know, not very open to change, and hasn't been modernised properly. The unions and others would argue differently and say that actually the Royal Mail has been starved of cash for years. That actually the Treasury sucked it dry when it was profitable and is now not putting money back in when it's not.
And what are the government's plans for the Royal Mail, as featured in this bill being published today?
Well, they'd like to bring in a private sector partner and part privatise the Royal Mail by selling 30% of it to TNT. And this is proving hugely controversial because people see it as the thin end of the wedge and they're worried that this would lead to full privatisation. The other thing is the government has tried to lump together various reforms at once and says that if they can bring in a private sector partner, they can also help solve the pension crisis. The unions and others are arguing that these are completely unrelated issues, and that actually if you want to solve the pension crisis, then you have to put some money into the pension fund.
And the pension scheme won't be guaranteed even after this sell-off.
Well, not explicitly, but there is an extent to which all pension schemes have some form of government backing, because take BT, for example. At one stage, BT and Royal Mail were part of the same organisation before BT was privatised. The government is still on the hook for BT's pension liabilities, and if for some reason BT were ever to go bust or to not be able to meet its pension liabilities, the government would probably have to step in. So to an extent, that's always in the background with any large employer like this.
And a lot of people will wonder why the government is willing to throw billions bailing out the banks, but balk at investing a comparatively small amount of money in getting the Royal Mail back into shape.
Yes, well, the banks is another whole kettle of fish. I mean, the government's argument is that the banking crisis is systemic, and that if it doesn't sort out the banks, then the rest of the economy could be dragged down. But they're going to be facing these challenges all the way across, you know, whether it's saving LDV, the van maker, or whether it's bailing out the car industry more generally. I mean, the pressure on Mandelson at the moment to put his hand in our pockets and spend public money rescuing businesses is intense. The government has got a point in that there isn't, you know, times are very tight, public spending is going to be very tight, and that they would rather not have to put more money into the Royal Mail.
Although this one is slightly different in that it's already 100% state-owned.
Yes, and I think the other thing is that for a long time the Royal Mail was very profitable and paid a lot of money to the Treasury, and it's become less profitable, partly because of the changes, people using more email and so forth, but also partly because competition has been encouraged and private sector operators have been nibbling away at its more profitable activities. So the government has a responsibility here. It can't just sort of walk away, but its preferred solution clearly is to bring in TNT.
How will TNT affect services?
It's hard to say. I mean, they've had a checkered record. Some would argue that they're much more efficient. They've also been schemes where TNT have been less than effective. And it's not clear to me why necessarily they would, at a stroke, find solutions to all these issues that Royal Mail's been grappling for years. It would still be a heavily unionised business. It would still be a business in decline. It would still be a business with big issues. There's some very smart private sector expertise already at the top of Royal Mail. I mean, Adam Crozier and Alan Layton, who've been running it for the last few years, are both extremely smart guys from private sector experience. So if that was just the answer, then you would have thought they would have cracked it already.
This bill's likely to be passed with the help of the Conservatives. Are there any concessions the government could pull out of the hat that might persuade Labour rebels to back this bill?
Well, they're already throwing a few of them in their direction. One of them would be that they would have to publish a new bill were they to go for full privatisation, because that's the sneaky suspicion at the moment, is this is a thin end of the wedge. So if the government were to guarantee that if they were to go to the next step, it would have to come back to Parliament, that would be one concession that they might offer to MPs. The other things that they're trying to do is sort of relax the regulatory controls around Royal Mail. So, for example, the pricing formula that's agreed with regulators to keep stamp prices under control, that may be relaxed. These are all areas where you then start pitting Royal Mail against the consumers, because as consumers we quite want strict regulation. So there are concessions the government can make, but everywhere it goes it's going to come up against more opposition.